on Saturday, May 19th, 9 o'clock, at the Doug Fir in Portland. The Posies began its career exactly 30 years ago by releasing a home-recorded cassette called Failure. This celebratory show and tour feature the opening band, Tara Lightfoot. Again, that's the Posies on Saturday, May 19th at 9 o'clock at the Doug Fir at 830 East Burnside Street in Portland. This is a 21 and over show. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Folk Music Society Concert Series, which this month features the quintet called Cabin Fever Northwest. The show is May 18th at the Reedwood Friends Church, 2901 Southeast Steel Street in Portland. Doors open at 7, show starts at 7:30. Cabin Fever Northwest features current and former Northwesterners blending voices and instruments for a sound described as Simon and Garfunkel singing with the Carter family's devotion. Group founders Diane Boxler and Tara Caldwell from Bellingham met years ago to write and sing their songs. From there, they've added outstanding musicians from Seattle and California for music described as the soundtrack of friendship. Again, that's the Portland Folk Music Society concert, May 18th, 7:30 p.m. at the Reedwood Friends Church. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Just so you know, just so you know.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining me today, this evening, on Bread and Roses, KBOO Portland. This is a platform that expresses female empowerment, so thank you so much for joining me today. You are currently listening to Patience Modikas, and she's from Zimbabwe, and the track is Kwedu Kumasha. So enjoy the music, and you are listening to Bread and Roses.
Bye.
Hi everyone, thank you guys so much for staying with us this evening. Right now you are listening to Inyolo, and this is Gunyanka, pardon me for the accent, but this track is Gunyanka Suri's and more. So enjoy the music and we'll be back with more. Thanks for listening to Bread and Roses. Hi, this track you are listening to right now is Imlongo, and she is from South Africa, voices of Maryam Makimba, oh Lord, which is one of our African pioneers, And she does sound like her. And this is the Universal Soul singer, Busi Imlongo. And, you know, she's come a long way of compelling South African voices, such as Mariama Makeba, Lota Mulung, and some, one of the pioneers, Mahontala Queens. So her voice is like mixture of all these wonderful and amazing voices in Africa. So enjoy the song. This is Inzang Zing Zwa. Enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Roses. All right, so right now I have a guest here with me. Her name is Hayden Adama, and she is a female artist here in the Portland area. She is originally from Sierra Leone, but based in Oregon, and I'm very happy to have her here. Thank you so much, Hayden, for joining. How do I call you, Hayden? Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You can call me Adama.
Adama. Yeah, that sounds more exactly. It flows better, Adama. So thank you so much for being here today with us on Bread and Roses.
Thank you.
And today our topic will be about female empowerment. You know, I want you to talk to us a little bit about the struggles that women go through when it comes to the entertainment industry in Africa. And of course, about your music. So I'll be playing a track from one of her, a track from her CD right now. So we will listen to it and then we'll be back for the interview. Okay? All right. So right now you're actually listening to Tashala. Okay. So right now we are listening to Malise. And Malise is... Oh, I like this song. This is a track called Zabadi. I hope I pronounced this right. But enjoy the music, and we'll be back with more interview and music. Thanks for listening to KBOO Portland. Tasha sugar bati, manamana, while no son at it. Manamana, while no son at it. There are some conquer, do yet a gala do turn. There are some conquer. If you want to inside my world, better than me, honey, want it. Up in the club with my girls, them. Wind up on the bars, I won't hurt them. Turn up this track when the bass drop. Wind up a million when the waist drop. I know my phone went for you. You know I got time for you. Boy, I won't hide if you stick what I got for you. I won't hold it down if you give me what I want from you. If you want me to be your girl, before give me how I like it. If you want to inside my world, better than me, how me want it. I don't want no shy guy. I don't want no lie. Baby, you're my mind. Ooh, you might be the one. You might be the one. You made me crazy, so. Your touch, you made me crazy, so. The way you did me like that, too. It got me coming right back. You made me crazy, so. Your touch, you made me crazy, so. The way you did me like that, too. It got me coming right back. Me, I want full grind up on it. Make you put your hands on me. Keep it on the down low, baby. With your kisses on the down low. Nobody else do me like you do. Nobody else touch me like you touch me. Boy, I won't hide if you stick what I got for you. I won't hold it down if you give me what I want from you. If you want me to be your girl, before give me how I like it. If you want to inside my world, better than me, how me want it. I don't want no shy guy. I don't want no lie lie. Baby, you're my mind. Ooh, you might be the one. You might be the one. You made me crazy, so. Your touch, you made me crazy, so. The way you did me like that, too. It got me coming right back. He made me crazy, so. Your touch, you made me crazy, so. The way you did me like that, too. It got me coming right back. Got me coming and coming right back. Got me coming and coming right back.
Oh, boy, feels so good.
The way you give it to me, baby.
Got me coming and coming right back. Got me coming and coming right back.
Me like that, it got me coming right back.
make me crazy, so. Your touch you make me crazy, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way you did me like that, oh. It got me coming right back.
Everyone, thank you guys so much for staying with us this evening on KBOO Portland. Earlier you heard How I Like It, and this is by the lovely Hayden Adama, and this song she just told me was recorded in London, so this is interesting. Oh, the princess is getting married tomorrow too, right? So yeah, old lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you see, I'm keeping up with my news. Okay, girl, tell me a little bit about you, okay? So I know you're from Sierra Leone. So tell me a little bit about your journey, like from Sierra Leone to now you are here in the United States doing music. How did it start?
Oh, that's a lot of stuff.
Summarize.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I was born in Sierra Leone, and after the war, I was there during the war, and I was adopted right after the war. My mom, she's American, she stays in Spanaway, Washington, and she has an orphanage in Sierra Leone, and it's been there for more than 10 years, and she's brought over hundreds of kids, would give them opportunities.
Oh, wow, very nice.
So my brother and I got adopted. We came here, and I went to high school. We stayed in California for a couple of years, and we moved to Washington and finished high school, and I just had a calling, and I had to go back. I went back to Africa, and then the music just fell on my lap, and I recorded, and everybody loved it, and I was like, okay.
Oh, wow, so did you always know that you could, you had a voice? You always knew that, obviously?
You know, that's the thing. I did everything I've done. Most of it has been on my own. I had to learn. I was never Whitney Houston. I didn't wake up one day and be like, hey, no.
Okay, so
I had to learn all of that. And my voice now is actually, I'm getting comfortable with my voice. And I never even knew I had a voice. I just knew that I liked music and I wanted to do music. And I kept pushing on it. I didn't have any kind of school. And I just did it and did it. And the more time goes, if you do watch my music, you will see the progress.
The progress. Yeah. Wow. So it's like something you just really thought of doing.
Yeah.
And you just focused on it and made it happen.
I've loved it from a very young age.
Okay. So how long you been doing music? How long you been singing?
Professionally, this will be my 8th year that I've been on the radios.
Okay.
And but I've liked it since I was like 16 years old during war times. Music is what
music comes exactly.
Music is
that's what
keeps
we use
going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So you've been doing music for, you say, like you said, 8 years professionally.
Yeah.
You've been doing it, you know, you knew you liked music at the age of 6.
Yeah.
So how has music affected your life? Like,
music is always pretty much my life, and music is so wrapped up, I can't even tell the difference anymore because I feel like that's what I work for now. And it's not only about fame or getting money out of it. I've made a household name for myself in the Sierra Leone industry, not only by myself, by people who have helped me, because I was under a label and we recorded a song back in 2012 and it hit the country so hard.
Oh, really?
Even in Liberia, I have Liberian people trying to book me to go do shows.
That's
so
good.
The song hit so hard, and it's big. It's a lot bigger
than
I imagined.
Yeah, because I love How I Like It. I love the video.
Yeah, this is more my sound. This is more like my adult self. This is more grown up. My arts, my writing. And
okay. Oh, so you see, that comes to my next question, because I was going to ask who writes your music.
It's different. Lately, like most of the things you hear in it is my production.
Okay.
It's my ideas, what I want to do.
Wow.
But before, like the song that they really liked, like Nobody, was a teamwork. It was a recording label. And had like 4 or 5 people come together and play it. And like the person who played the actual instrumental is a blind guy. So we sat there for like hours and recorded, because they know we need a hit song. We have a female artist. Just like, you know, when they have an artist, you have to put something out. So I have a few of those songs who are like that. But most of my music is my music. I do it myself.
You know, what you call in the entertainment industry, especially African entertainment industry. It's a really challenge for women.
Oh yeah.
Because I've spoke with few female artists, and my question is, how did you manage to break out of, you know, the barriers that female artists face in Africa, especially when it comes to culture? You know, like when I watch your video, I'm like, you are very Western. You know, how did you break out of that?
Well, first of all, I have a, even though I was born and partly raised in Sierra Leone, I have a different upbringing from the age of 13 till my adulthood. And I went to private school. Okay. I had freedom. I had sisters, and the U.S. is an amazing place. That's why everybody want to come here. And I have the freedom to be whatever I want to do, and to use my own brain how I want to use it, and know that this is mine.
Oh,
this
man.
Is nobody's.
Yeah,
and you can't tell me what to do with it.
Yes.
As long as I'm alive and it is mine, and I will do with it
do whatever you
what
want.
I want to do.
I like that.
And that's always been my thing. Maybe I would have been further than I am now if I was a man.
I
followed the rules that they wanted me to.
So what are some of the rules that they gave, you know?
First of all, supposedly, a pretty girl like myself cannot look good in a bikini. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I live in a country where it's like 85 degrees, 90 degrees every day, and I'm supposed to be covered up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't say certain things, or I have to act a certain way, act dumb around.
But then
people.
The boys can take off
the
their shirts
and stuff.
The boys
can do whatever they want. When you talk to DJs, you have to act like, yes, I'm the cute girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, tell me to do what you want.
Right.
Besides what I release, that's what people like.
Exactly.
So that's what they like. You can't tell me to do what you like, because they like that, and I want to keep doing it.
Wow. You know what? I really love you already, and I love your strength. So we're going to play more of your music, and we'll be back with more interview with Hayden Adama.
Yay.
Thank you so much for listening to KBOO Portland this evening. And this is Hayden Adama on air. Enjoy the music.
Love is blind, anything then loop me on my mind. I go love you till I die. Like always. the one we can turn me on. And I know, say, in the one where they blow me mind. Anytime when they call me, now yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. Anytime when they call me, now yes sir, yeah, 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 yeah. And I know, say, love is blind. Anything can do me, I'm not mine. I go love you till I die. I go always love you. And I know, say, love is blind. Anything can do me, I'm not mine. I go love you till I die. I go always love you.
Sorrel on the beat.
Everybody, thank you guys so much. I hope you are enjoying the music. Right now in the studio is Miss Hayden Adama. She's here from she's a Sierra Leonean, lives in Portland, Oregon, and today she's here talking about her music and also, you know, talking about the struggles that females go through within the entertainment industry, you know, especially Africans, our culture barriers. You know, it takes a lot for a female artist to wear a bikini and just feel comfortable in it and feel sexy without, you know, guys staring at her, even the elders staring at her like she's an abomination. So when I watch your music video, I actually love what I see. I love the passion, number one, for what you do. Obviously, you must have a lot of passion to go against all odds anyways, no matter what we think. And that's what we stand for right now. You know, females, we have to be strong. We got to empower each other, and
we will say put your foot down and make sure, you know, and you are boss, you know, you have, you know what you want. And sometimes that can be challenging in the entertainment industry for females. So you are listening right now to Kere Kere. Ooh, Kere Kere means small, small. And this is Sierra Leone language. Yes, what language is that?
I have no idea.
Oh.
So, I think it's Timni.
Oh. So do
that's
you,
my tribe. I'm Timni.
You Timni? Oh, yes. Timni. So do you still speak your language?
Small. Yes. I understand it very well.
Oh, you understand it.
Every. I don't know all the words, but I have some songs in Timni.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. Kele Kele, small. So, small, like why did you, what's this song about? Where did it come from?
This song is, he's saying, I like you nugget. Even if you don't have, you don't need to worry. I will be with you. Even if you have a broken car, broken lorry, I know you know what
lorry is. Yeah, lorry is the torture.
Yeah, and we're going to keep going, small, we're going to keep going, kele kele. It's pretty much saying I'll be with you even if you don't have anything. It's just cute.
Did it come from a real life
Most
experience?
Most likely, probably. I am a terrible romantic and I fall stupid and then
you
I...
go hard.
And then the, I fall... and then it always ends so bad. So.
Lady, you sound like, you agree with that. Yeah, sometimes you know, I always tell my kids, like, we women, when we fall, you know, we put everything into it, you know.
It makes good songs.
Amen. So it works out for the audience.
It makes good songs.
So do you notice that maybe the songs that you are more, like, that are, you know, your experience makes more money than just a song that, you know, wasn't from your life experience? Does it mean...
Based on Africans, or you mean it just
in
general?
Just in general, your
Africans
life.
Africans do not like music that talk about real things.
Haven't
you noticed?
You know,
we like kukere.
So anything that we
dancing.
Go by the beats,
yes,
and not really the. And you know,
it's true.
Because even me, like I listen to the beats.
We're Africans. We have
and
the
you
beats,
know, we gotta
you know?
Shake. We gotta move. All right. So tell me a little bit about management. How does an African woman in the United States, who is really obviously doing great in the music industry, how do you manage your music and your work, like your life?
Well, I have to do both because you can't do one or the other. Music is honestly just a hobby. Most musicians you meet, you will tell you that music is more of a hobby because unless you make it the big Beyoncé League, you're the one who's going to be spending on it. And I'm the one spending on my music for the past, actually, forever. Even when I was under management, most of the money that went
so
into
no
it.
Management right now?
No. I'm
independent?
Yes. I have my own. I started my own label since I've been releasing songs. Anyways, I record, I get the music and I produce. Sometimes I even produce some songs.
Oh, really?
So I just decided I would just start my own record label. And I'm looking at this young lady who is in London. She's also Sierra Leone and she has an amazing voice. I was trying to get her on my label.
Wow.
It's not more, I'm not really trying to do it more like a label. Just want to sound more professional. I want to do it more like a help somebody else. Teach them what I've
taught. And that's
what
it is.
Because 8 years is a lot of time. Yeah. And maybe she can do something else with her time that I didn't get to do.
Teach her the game.
Teach
I
her
like
a
that.
Little bit. And she's talented.
Like
so.
And is she young?
She's very young.
That's good.
I got
that's
really
good.
Young and I lost a lot. Even though I gained a lot of experience, that I've got the experience and I feel like I can actually help somebody else and tell them if they will listen to it because they will need it. Africa is harsh.
That's what I'm going to say.
Africa is harsh.
It is very harsh over there. And so what you think about the artists here, example you, how do you help artists in Africa? Like, you know, because I know artists in Africa have great music. They're doing an amazing job. But no one is really purchasing their CDs for them to make money. People are downloading it for free. And even if they do sell their CDs, I mean, they will have to lower the price so people can afford it over there.
Oh,
because not everyone can afford even $1.99. So how do you do that? Like, how can you help African artists to, you know, to make it in the industry? Like, I believe you have. You are here.
Yeah.
Your advantage is more than them.
Definitely. So again, this is all gonna have to be. We all also have to work together. Either somebody has to create a platform where, because digital music, if it doesn't sell individually, online. We're all on the internet right now. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody watches a video on YouTube, when you're American, you get revenues for it. So at least that way I can always put that back into my music. And most Africans don't have that because YouTube is only based in the Western world. So maybe somebody in Sierra Leone who knows, or in Africa in general, who knows how to do those things, create a platform where Africans can put all of those and actually get revenues, because that's the only way for them to get revenues right now, on and shows, because nobody is going to go buy. They pirate it, you know. If it happens to me, I'm sure it happens to Liberia too.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the best. And if you do know an artist who has music on iTunes or YouTube, mm-hmm. support. Mm-hmm. If sometimes, even if not buying the music, go and watch or leave a comment.
Right, the views.
Yeah,
the
views.
Subscribe.
Like
exactly.
it. Because when people see that this video has this many likes, they'll be like, oh, this is good, I'll check it out. And then it raises it up to the place where more people can see it. So if you can't buy it, at least share it with somebody. You never know, maybe somebody else will buy it or somebody else will like it. And they'll be like, you don't know, create another opportunity for somebody else who's coming up.
Thank you. So tell me, what artists in Africa right now that you would like to collaborate with?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, Alive.
Yeah.
Alive, right?
Yes, Alive.
Alive. In Africa, I would really, really like to work with Banky W. He's a really, really good. I listen to his stuff a lot. He has a.
Where is he from?
He's Nigerian.
Nigerian.
Yeah, I think he's
yeah,
based
the Nigerian
in the US
artists
too.
Are pretty.
Yeah.
Nigerian are taking over.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and he's not in the. He's not like the. What do you call him? Davido them. He's okay. More like the ballad kind of writer.
You look like you got something with Davido here. She said he's not like the Davido them.
No, Davido is just like pop music. Music
right,
that just
right.
comes and it goes.
Okay.
And I do have something with Davido. The man comes, we put all of that show together and he only did 20-minute shows. That was very annoying.
Maybe it has to do with money.
Maybe it was.
Right.
It's their business. That wasn't
and you
that.
Know, that's another thing too. I feel like, because 2010 or something around there, I was trying to get an artist to come over here, and I mean the amount they were asking for, like almost 30,000, and then you got to pay for stay. It's like sometimes I feel like they overcharge, and then if you are overcharging me here, how am I supposed to promote you, you know? So do you think artists need to maybe lower their prices?
It's not really about lowering the prices. I feel like I hope like this is not really gonna offend anyone. I'm not really that big anyways for them to really know, but like I feel like the Nigerian, which is becoming the base for African music,
right.
which is amazing because they've worked really hard.
They worked hard. They
but
worked
then
hard.
Again, there is like so many more of them, and they cannot put that border up and say this is just Nigerian. Mm-hmm. They need to be inclusive because are artists
right,
as well.
Right. So how can that happen though? What
they need to be more inclusive. I'm having a hard time getting
rid of collaboration and all that stuff.
Collaboration, and when the artists come, like I've had shows with these artists like Wizkid, but they come and they just act like they're so much.
Okay.
I'm like, I know you're very talented and we love it, but
humble
this
yourself
is music.
And, yeah, exactly.
The thing right. about music is you're gonna do it, and another artist is gonna come, and they're gonna do it. That's how it goes. And if you Africa is building up right now, mm-hmm. and I feel like they need to open up the borders and bring everybody in as Africa, not just
right.
as West Africa or East
right.
Africa.
I like that. Right.
Because then we can
right.
all make at least a little bit out of it. Because
yeah.
Nigeria is making it all.
Yeah, Nigerian music is like everywhere, and they are collaborating with even the United States
big
artists, right? Big artists out here like Akon.
And we all supported them. Each country
yeah,
of Africa
it's true.
Supported
it's true.
For Nigeria
it's
to be
true.
There because they're Africans. We were not looking at because we want Nigeria to be there. We want Africa to be there. So please, my thing is, as an artist, I may not be as talented as you guys, but working with you might make me talented.
Okay.
So open those and
open
give
doors,
us the opportunities and try. Don't just say Nigerians, because I've been trying to get into like recording with some Nigerian
mm-hmm.
people, and they're like, oh well, you're not Nigerian.
Oh,
I'm like,
is that so?
Yeah, I know I'm not
like,
Nigerian.
Of course.
Oh, are you Nigerian? Or you can tell them that you're Nigerian, or you could pass as
well,
a Nigerian.
Well, is Akon Nigerian? Akon is not Nigerian, so you know, and that's the thing, we look down on
each other.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
when
and how do you expect other people to
yeah.
treat us as African, if we're doing it inside of Africa, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, and us, we're all African.
Especially when you say platform, like over here, you know, they have shows like America Got Talent, they got shows like American Idols. That actually recruit artists? Is that kind of what you were talking about?
They something need to like that. Well, they, I think they do have it, but they have Nigerians Got Talent.
Yeah.
South Africa's Got Talent. Right. Do Africa as a whole, because Nigerian music is being played in the whole of Africa. So why aren't they allowing other African countries to show their talent as well? Why is it just that? And there's the biggest artists that are coming from Africa that we know of. Or Nigerian. But what about the bigger ones? Like Sol Banks. Have you ever heard of Sol Banks? He's amazing. He has a wonderful voice. Nobody knows him because he's not Nigerian.
Okay. So tell me how artists in the United States, African artists in the United States, how can you guys help promote artists in Africa? Because I just feel like you have more opportunity and... do you make calls? Like, can you like just pick a number? Like, maybe you see an artist, you watch a video, and you just call that artist and say, you know, let's do something. Is that something?
Oh, that's I am always team. Like, I am very pro African, and I want to see everybody that I believe that has the talent.
So you've been reaching out.
So I will always reach out, but I never get the.
They don't do back.
You know, it's like.
Wow, I'm totally surprised.
But I will always. Give that opportunity. I will always go and do it. How they receive it, that's their problem.
That's
and there
story.
Are often people who are like, oh my gosh, yes, Hayden, I would love to do a song with you. Like, there are some, but there are those who are like...
There was a DJ yesterday who told me, he said, yeah, I was supposed to have her and she never showed.
Who?
I'm not going to tell
me?
Oh, wait, I was like, she did not show.
So unless he was being rude. I would always show. But if somebody comes at me the wrong way, I will not go.
Okay.
So, so if you've heard bad things about me, that's fine.
No, I haven't heard any bad things about you.
You will probably, I'm sure.
No, well, we all have bad things that we would hear about each other.
As long as you start following like the hating trend,
they're
going to start saying a lot of
things. No, I'm kidding.
No, I would not. I do have my attitude. Okay. I will admit to that. But if you do come up wrong at me, I will have to be strong for myself because nobody's going to fight for me.
Okay. All right. So we only have about 3 minutes left and you will come back. I will get you back. But right now, I just really want you to give an advice. If you have one thing to tell an African female artist about how they can break the barriers when it comes to the culture barriers with the way they dress. And then when it also comes to finding a manager, because most of the managers are male.
Yeah.
So what would you say to them?
Well, if you're trying to get in the music industry, you need really thick skin. That's inevitable, because no matter what, you're gonna get crap from everybody, mostly men, women too, because women, you know, they see you doing this, they be like, look at her. You need thick skin. And you need to know when your no's are no's and when your yes is a yes. And just be yourself. That's the best. Like, you can go and copy anybody else. Then you will sound like them. But if you use the creativity that's in your head, you create something totally different, you can start a different trend. You know? So always be yourself. Don't try to be anybody else because it will never work. I'll tell you that. And be strong.
Oh. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad you came in and joined us today.
Thank you.
Everyone, this is the lovely Hayden Adama. And you are listening to her music. We've been listening to almost, you know, we've been playing her music for like 20 minutes now. So I hope you enjoy the music. I will give you guys the title of the album when we get it all together. But thank you guys so much for joining us today on KBOO Portland. Bread and Roses, and this is your host. I am Kona Hall, and I'm one of the new hosts, right? All right, so thank you guys, and we'll catch up later.
Take it, papa, yeah. Until you get sober. Take it, take it, take it.
Hi, everybody. I just want to share a very, very important event tomorrow. We'll be having a fundraiser. Let them say fundraiser. It's going to be at the Akadi restaurant on MLK Portland. And it's going to be from 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. And this fundraiser is to help a little boy in Liberia who I've been working with for the past 4 months. And he has a disease that we need help in even diagnosing the disease. So we are hoping, you know, our goal is to raise about $5,000. So far, we've raised $1,000. So the event is going to be lots of African food. We're going to have lots of, we're going to have a fashion show. We're going to have live band. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting presentation. So if you can stop by tomorrow, it will be a lovely day. And it's going to be at the Akadi restaurant on MLK. And the address, 3601 Northeast MLK Boulevard. So 3601 Northeast MLK Boulevard. If you are, you know, around the area, please stop by and check it out. Thank you.
KBOO Portland.
For you, so are the same. The African thing. For you, so are the same. The African. Just for you, I can.